Hi, everybody. This is Gad Saad. Another day, another castrato. Today we have for your viewing and listening pleasures, my main man, Simpsons actor Hank Azaria. I've never watched The Simpsons, not a full episode. I know it's strange. I'm sure that there's a lot of funny moments in it. In any case, he plays apparently a stereotypical Indian character, and so he's now come out profusely apologizing, you know, for his genocide of, you know, the stereotype of an Indian person. So here's, I'm going to read you this article and then my rebuttal to Mr. Azaria on Twitter. So Simpsons actor Hank Azaria apologizes to, quote, every single Indian person in this country, close quote, for voicing Apu. The Simpsons actor Hank Azaria, the white actor who voiced the show's long-running Indian character Apu, says he feels the need to, quote, to go to every single Indian person in this country and personally apologize, close quote, for his, quote, participation in racism. It's practically a slur at this point, Azaria said of the Simpsons character during a recent interview on the Armchair Expert podcast with hosts Dax Shepard and Monica Padman. The actor added that it took a while for him to realize his so-called participation in racism or a racist practice. Quote, it became apparent to me, like, do I keep voicing this character or not? And I couldn't make that decision very quickly. I didn't know how to make it, so I needed to educate myself a lot, close quote, Azaria said. I know it's just a cartoon character, but is this representative of a true example of structural racism, at least as it relates to show business in this country? Close quote. I won't be reading all quote this, quote that. You'll see from the context when I'm quoting him. The actor added, recalling the questions he asked himself back when he was still trying to figure out whether he was participating in racism. Azaria added that in order to educate himself, he talked to a lot of Indian people, took seminars, and talked to a lot of people who knew a lot about racism in this country. Boy, he really had to educate himself for playing a cartoon character or the voiceover narrator of a cartoon character. The actor also mentioned that he had also talked to Indian student at his son's school in order to get their input, and a 17-year-old boy who had never seen The Simpsons still knew of Apu, that this is how his Indian people are thought of and represented to many people in this country. Azaria added that, with tears in his eyes, the boy asked, will you please tell the writers in Hollywood that what they do and what they come up with really matters in people's lives, like it has consequences? Oh, I wish this boy had lived, say, 14 nanoseconds of my childhood in Lebanon. The actor said he would deliver the message. I really do apologize, Azaria said. It's important. I apologize for my part in creating that and participating in that. Part of me feels like I need to go to every single Indian person in this country and personally apologize, the actor added. And sometimes I do when it comes up. Azaria said he concluded that the act of participating in racism is all about blind spots. I really didn't know any better. I didn't think about it, Azaria said. And that was part of my, I don't love the term white privilege. I mean, it applies. I prefer relative advantage. I was unaware of how much relative advantage I had received in this country. He's talking about a cartoon character. I was a white kid from Queens, he added. I didn't think about this stuff because I never had to. Azaria stepped down from voicing Apu last year, more than 2 years after accusations of racism marred the long-running animated series. Last month, however, The Simpsons creator Matt Groening said he doesn't really care about the chasm of criticism that his praise for the Indian character might bring, and that despite the woke whiplash, producers still have ambitious plans for more stories featuring Apu. Well, bravo, Hank Azaria. So now what I'd like to do is read for you what I wrote to Mr. Azaria. It was a genuine attempt to help him heal. So I wrote, "Dear Hank Azaria, as a sexually reproducing vertebrate species, human males possess testicles where gametes are produced, and both males and females and all other genders possess spines. For a small consulting fee, I can help you find yours, testes and spine. Signed, Dr. Gatsad." This is what happens when people are not self-assured about who they are. If someone says, "You're racist," then they apologize. If I were Hank Azaria, I would not be apologizing. Comedy is about taking stereotypes and making fun of them. Comedy is about making fun of yourself. So if I, for example, engage in self-deprecation, am I engaging in vile anti-Semitism against moi? Right? Comedy is all about accentuating stereotypes. So some comedians do sex differences. Here's how men behave. Here's how women behave. It's meant to be an exploration using humor of certain realities, certain stereotypes. When Jewish comedians or non-Jewish comedians make fun of Jewish, neuroses and, the neurotic Jew, do I recoil in a fetal position while sucking my thumb and eating ice cream and watching Bridget Jones' Diary and saying, "My God, he's victimizing my Jewishness through his humor"? Or am I sufficiently anti-fragile that I can actually handle when people are mocking some stereotype about being Jewish? Well, I am strong enough to not give a damn about any humor. As a matter of fact, I'm likely to laugh at the humor directed at the Jewish stereotype. In Canada, we've historically had Newfie jokes, where you make fun of people from Newfoundland. Is that now a form of structural racism? If black comedians make fun of, the hapless white guy who can't jump, who's geeky, is that racism? Oh no, it can't be, because you need structural power to be racist. It's unbelievable what is taking place in society. A bunch of castrated imbeciles without spines capitulating at every boo from the woke mob. Strong people are anti-fragile. Strong people who truly are virtuous and dignified don't need to apologize for faux transgressions. Okay? So, Frank Azaria, my offer stands. If you need me to help you find where your testes may reside, or whether you have or don't have a spine, please contact me. I can help you with this anatomical journey. Take care, everybody. Cheers.